listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is it's Friday morning, and we have a chance to check in with our friend Virginia Flo. She's a regional director of Minnesota and national conference director for Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
So glad to have you as our guest this morning. I always enjoy talking with you about what's going on with Lutherans for Life and the upcoming conference this year. We had a great time last year. I know it was an outstanding conference, and making plans for this year's conference. Tell us, what are you looking forward to with this year's conference?
Well, this year we are going to be in Minnesota at St. Michael's Lutheran Church in Bloomington, and we're going to be working with the theme, Here We Stand, based on Ephesians 6:13. And we're really excited. We have some great workshop leaders. Last year, we were at the Creation Museum, and we had a little different format, but this year we're going back to our workshop format, and so we're excited about that. But Ephesians 6:13 is so special because it says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." And we're excited about that because as people working in the life-affirming ministry, we need to stand firm on what we believe. And so we think that our conference is going to be a wonderful way to show that we are for life and what that means.
And so who gathers together for a Lutherans for Life National Conference?
Well, it's a variety of people. We have people, obviously the pastors who come from around the country and want to know more about the life issues as we know from the church's perspective. We have an organization that's made up of frontline individuals that work on what we call life chapters in the community or life teams within a congregation. And so those folks will attend, and many, many people from congregations and from the community that are interested in knowing more about the life issues and where the church stands, in particular, God's position on this and why we need to respect the sanctity of life. And so it's a variety of people, anyone that's interested in learning more. And there are so many issues today that weren't there a number of years ago. And here in Minnesota, in particular, we have a great need to talk about physician-assisted suicide, which has been coming up now and then in our legislature. And so it's a topic that we will discuss at length. And so people from the local area and from other states that are facing the same thing, hopefully will find those workshops to be helpful. We will also, of course, be talking about abortion and a number of other life issues that are so important. And we're also going to talk about family issues, how to, help your family be for life. And we've got a great presenter in Stephanie Hovland, who actually she's a Lutheran educator and actually sits on our board of directors. And she's going to talk about how to have a family for life. So, there's just we have so many workshop presenters that I certainly could go through them all if we have time, but we're excited about it and talking about Here We Stand.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned earlier that this year you'll be following a different model the model that you usually follow. Last year was just a kind of a different setting altogether with it being at the Creation Museum. Tell me a little bit about how the structure works this year.
Certainly. First of all, we will, have our opening on Friday. On the 21st of October is our first day of our conference, and it also is on the 22nd, those 2 days. The 21st starts in the afternoon with some optional workshops and a pastor's luncheon. We hope to have the pastors come, and we have a special speaker that will be speaking on the topic of preachers, politics, and the two kingdoms. What does the IRS allow? And talking about those issues that they face. In the afternoon, there are optional workshops because technically the conference starts with worship at 5 o'clock. But the optional workshops will talk about helping your church stand for life, with Reverend Doug Murky, who is going to talk about life teams and our, whole training program that we're developing and releasing a new version of at our conference. So that'll be exciting for people to see. And then we'll be talking about another optional one is giving unusual gifts to ministries. by John Hawkins, who is our development director. And certainly that could be Lutherans for Life. It could be any ministry. And so I think that'll be interesting. We do have a banquet in the evening on Friday, and we have a keynote speaker. And that speaker this year is going to be someone a little bit different than what we normally have, but Frank Runyon, who is an actor from Hollywood, who left the Hollywood scene and went into ministry. And he's going to be talking about Hollywood versus faith, a topic that I think, based on the media, based on what comes out in movies and on television, I think it'll be a very, very pertinent topic for us to hear. And because we also, obviously, as Lutherans for Life, support leading a chaste and decent life and knowing, you know, what's right and what's wrong about what we see on TV and in movies will be very interesting. And so Frank Runyon's going to come, maybe a familiar name to some folks. So that's Friday. And we also have some interesting things on Friday at the banquet. We give out a national essay award for students in 6th through 8th grade and 9th through 12th. And we have two very wonderful students that will be reading their essays to us and receiving their awards. So that's an exciting time as we see the passion that the youth have today. And sometimes we feel as older people that we're in it alone. We surely aren't. And I think this demonstrates it when we get students at that age. On Saturday, we have a workshop setting. We have registration that starts, you know, 7:30 to 8:30, and then opening devotions. And then we go into workshop. We'll have four workshops going at one time, and then we will have, you know, lunch together, and we'll have exhibits again of wonderful exhibitors. And we're going to then go to the afternoon. We'll continue those workshops through about 2:15, 2:30, somewhere in there. We'll take a break. And then we're going to have a special guest coming this year, Dr. Jean Garten, who is one of the co-founders and the first president of Lutherans for Life, and she's now our LFL president emeritus. And we're so excited to have Dr. Garten join us and give a presentation from her perspective. And so that's an exciting time. And then we'll have an update on our international operations with Reverend Don Richman, who is our international representative, and Janis Dikons, who is our executive director of Latvia. He's coming over to share with us what's going on, and Reverend Richman's going to talk a bit about what's going on in areas like Russia, where they've, you know, it used to be abortion was pretty prevalent over there and supported by the government, and now they're taking a look at their diminishing population and taking a look at what are they going to do going forward. Are they going to have a population if they keep with their practices? So Reverend Richman's going to talk about that. And then finally, one of the most, and of course, we'll also have our executive director, Reverend Michael Solomink, who is going to be our preacher on Friday night, and he'll be, you know, talking throughout the workshops at different times. And our current president, Lynn Ocht, who is from Yankton, South Dakota, who will be there as our MC. But one thing we've added this year, which we think is going to be tremendous, is we've added a children's workshop. And the children's workshop is going to take place the entire day. There's a few times when the children will be with their parents, like at lunch and some of the other breaks. But we're going to have such fun for these kids that will be, you know, playing games, learning through object lessons about the life issues. We'll have some movies for them to watch. Well, they'll just be entertained, but it'll also be an educational day for them. And so Heather Solomink, Reverend Solomink's wife, who is also a Lutheran educator, is going to lead that program, and we're so excited to do that. So that's pretty much wrapped up workshops throughout the day with some plenaries as well. And there'll certainly also be time for people to see old friends and visit and enjoy themselves. So we hope that they'll make the trip to Minnesota. It's in Bloomington, which is 8 minutes from the Mall of America. They want to make a family event out of it. I think they'd have a great time.
Virginia, how can we find out more? How can we register for the event?
Oh, absolutely. If you go to our website, lutheransforlife.org, There's a conference tab, and if you go there, it'll give you all that information that I just told you about. And then you'll see a place to register. There's a tab to click that'll allow you to register for this, and you can register for both days. One day, you can just go right there. It'll give you all the information about the cost and the and how to do it. There's a different opportunity for students and for children. Different rates are for all of them. I could go through those all, but we don't want anyone to miss out on it. And certainly if there are issues, they should contact us and we'll work with them. But I think it's affordable. We're going to be staying at a La Quinta Hotel if they want to use the hotel that we've selected. If they want to pick their own, that's certainly okay. Lots of hotels in the area. But we think it'll be just a wonderful time and well worth everyone's effort. But go to lutheransforlife.org and go to the conference tab, and they'll find all the things that they need to register.
Very good. And that's coming up October 21st and 22nd of this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. Coming soon.
Well, very good. Virginia, thank you so much for sharing this information with us and helping us mark our calendar so we can make our way to Bloomington, Minnesota for the Lutherans for Life Conference, October 21st and 22nd this fall.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit more, His Time to Sanctify Your Morning. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.